And while some sports lose their luster over the years, new competitions are being invented all the time. And really, who wouldn't love to watch competitive sewer pipe fitting or cheer a manhole rescue race? Those are just a few of the events in the Sewage Treatment Olympics held yesterday in New York. NPR's Robert Smith pulled on his waterproof boots and waded in.
One of the perks of being a public servant in New York is that you get an official nickname. The police department is New York's finest. The firefighters are New York's bravest. But somebody forgot to name the guys who toil in the sewer system.
New York's dirtiest.
Filthiest, dirtiest, whatever you want to call us.
Carl Schmidt and Joe Russo are members of the Bowery Bay Boys, one of the most feared teams at the Sewage Olympics. And they have to get their glory here, because what they do every day is not considered sexy. There are no primetime TV shows set in the waste treatment plants and sewer pipes of New York. But the Deputy Commissioner for Wastewater, Doug Greeley, says the city is blessed to have workers like these.
If I wanted to get religious about it, I could say that we are the Jesus of the city because we suffer for everybody's sins. We take everybody's dirty water and we clean it up for the environment.
But can they do it in record time?
Pick it up, boys. Pick it up.
The Sewage Olympics is held at the wastewater treatment plant out by JFK Airport. Six teams from New York, five events, a dirty pentathlon, if you will. Here, the guys have to lower themselves into a manhole to rescue a colleague.
One, two, three, go.
It's a fake sewer they constructed for the games, so it's much cleaner than what Roger Alava normally encounters.
Water, rocks, dirt, grit, tires, whatever you mentioned. Rats, roaches, everything you don't want to see is down there.
On another part of the course, the Jamaica Bay team is racing the clock to fix a broken sewer pipe. Their boss, Larry Brinkett, gives me the play-by-play.
What they're doing on this event is they're simulating that they have a leak on a pipe.
So is this water going to go everywhere?
Hopefully not.
What's the big pitfall here? What do they got to watch out for?
Once they put it all together, they have to make sure it doesn't leak.
Yeah! Yeah.
352.50.
That's actually not a bad time.
The crowd for the Sewage Olympics is, no surprise, mostly other sewer workers. Who else could appreciate the subtleties of pump maintenance, another marquee event? And there definitely is a sewer worker look, the buzz cut.
You don't want to get stuff in your hair.
And the short stature.
Shorter the better. Certain spots you got to work in, tight spots. If you're short, you can get in there.
Yeah,
you know, you work, you can find spaces, yeah.
It certainly works for Joe Russo. His Bowery Bay Boys made it to the finals to be held next weekend. The winners go on to the state and national championships in the fall. But this day ended with the wastewater version of the Olympic torch, a barbecue cookout for all the competitors. As all the guys put down their tools and picked up hamburgers and hot dogs, I couldn't help but think of another event that should be mandatory at the Sewage Olympics, competitive hand washing. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.